Hi, this is Michael Morrissey with SearchVoip.com. Thank you for joining me on our podcast. Today we will be talking with Mark Cortner, a senior analyst with the Burton Group, about Cisco's telepresence and other communications alternatives. It's been featured in the plushest executive suites and in the hit series 24. But does telepresence make sense for your enterprise? Today, just a year after the technology's splashy introduction, we're going to try and find that answer. Hi, Mark. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today. My first question is, 1 year out, where does Cisco's telepresence fit in with the arsenal of available telecommunication tools?
Well, like where you've seen telepresence really, kind of the broad suite of telepresence solutions, where you've seen them fit so far in the market has been primarily at kind of the line of business executives, C-level executives within large enterprises. And primarily, that's who these solutions are being marketed to today. Principally, they're being marketed as, you know, as you say, really as a substitute for in-person meetings. So I think if you look at the traditional video conferencing market as a whole, I think most large enterprises, their perception is that traditional room-based video conferencing has served a role within their enterprise. Typically, the user experience and the overall quality of experience between all parties involved in the video conferences hasn't been perceived to be at such a level that it could adequately be a substitute for those meetings where more personal interaction was required, and where you might like to be able to have a better sense of an individual's, their facial expressions, their physical expressions, what have you, during the course of a conversation. So typically, again, these are positioned more toward the line of business execs, large enterprises, those that are geographically distributed, whether it be on a regional basis or national basis or certainly on a global basis. And the larger the distance, obviously, between the facilities involved in the telepresence session, potentially the more valuable that medium is. But with the advances in not only video technology with high definition and plasma and LCD, large plasma and LCD displays, as well as some advances in audio technology, and just more of a careful consideration and design of the overall environment within a telepresence suite, those all contribute to a significantly different experience than traditional room-based video conferencing. And that's what has so many of these, that's what really garners the attention and gets the excitement level up with the enterprise executives.
Telepresence always seems to have a pretty jaw-dropping effect when first demonstrated, but that comes at a pretty steep cost, both in capital and in operating expenditures. Does this affect how the decision of whether to invest in one is made?
Yeah, I mean that's certainly the primary factor in that today is the significant cost. I mean the capital cost associated with a telepresence solution can vary from anywhere from $200,000 to $500,000 per room, and that's essentially just kind of the room itself and the video equipment within the room. That's not, wouldn't even consider the operational cost of the facility, as well as the connectivity cost. Obviously, the bandwidth cost. When you talk about these, high definition telepresence capabilities, the bandwidth requirements can be very significant. To probably on the low end in terms of the lower level of a quality of a telepresence experience, you're probably talking about between 6 and 9 megabits per suite, and on the high end, you might be talking about as larger bandwidth as 45 megs. So, can obviously be very expensive to to operate these suites. They're capital cost hungry. They're operating cost hungry, and you know, as a result, they tend to they don't go through the, in terms of their acquisition, they don't tend to go through the same channels that a traditional room-based system would have gone through. These solutions tend to get requirements for them, if you will, tend to get pushed from the pushed down from the top, as opposed to building a business case up from the bottom.
Are those associated costs likely to go down in the future?
Yeah, I think the costs will decrease a bit. But one of the things that you've seen, in a sense, kind of telepresence has really been a re-energizing event for the broader enterprise video conferencing industry as a whole. I mean, what you've seen is a lot of the vendors who are well known in this space, vendors such as Polycom and Tandberg, in addition to developing telepresence solutions, they've gone back and have kind of re-engineered their traditional standard definition room-based systems to what I might still be considered somewhat traditional systems, but based upon high definition displays, perhaps a little bit better or improved audio capabilities, not necessarily equaling the experience of a telepresence suite, but bridging that gap, if you will, between kind of the standard deaf world and the telepresence world. And so certainly it has re-energized that. I think it's as telepresence suites get deployed within enterprises, certainly beyond the connectivity of telepresence rooms within an enterprise, I think you will start to see interest in the interoperability of those telepresence suites with rooms that are currently equipped with standard deaf or kind of traditional room-based systems, which might be standard deaf today, but down the road, I think you'll see those start to evolve, much as they evolve from ISDN video conferencing to IP-based video conferencing. I think you'll see those migrate to high def displays over the future. So obviously, the cost of those displays have come down considerably over the last several years. So I think that will be one point of interoperability. I think another point of interoperability that will affect cost and usage and utilization of these systems will be the ability to interact with third-party telepresence solutions. So perhaps if I'm Enterprise A, I'm as part of a business development exercise, I may want to have some near face-to-face meetings with executives in another company. Telepresence solution would be an ideal approach to that effect. And there still obviously will be those situations where you want to have those face-to-face contacts, but I guess the point being that in terms of accelerating executive-level discussions between companies, whether it's from a mergers and acquisitions perspective, business development perspective, or whether it's with business partners, I think certainly telepresence will fill a role in that regard. So I think the telepresence solutions will continue to be generally utilized more on the kind of the line of business exec level, and will be positioned at those. Certainly, rooms will have be reused by by other groups and such. But oftentimes, I think you'll find that the executives will want to make sure that these rooms have broad availability to them, so that if they want to have a somewhat of an impromptu call with their counterpart one individual located in New York and another located in London, then they can fairly rapidly go to a telepresence suite and have more face to face conversation, which would have previously most likely just been either an exchange of emails or via conference call or what have you. So,
with costs currently so high, are we going to see any alternative availability models, perhaps shared suites or telepresence as a hosted service, for example?
Well, I think there'll be a couple of opportunities here going forward. I think first, we've talked a lot about, from a large enterprise perspective, we've talked about, you know, these companies purchasing the infrastructure and having that installed in their facilities. And there's a number of reasons why they might choose to go down that path. You know, other options are, you know, somewhat similar to kind of the concept of from an office space perspective of shared tenant office space. The idea of that I think what you'll find is that increasingly telepresence capabilities or telepresence suite capabilities might become a integral component of a business center, an office building in a business center. So let's take New York City as an example. You know, if you're a large office building, then perhaps the range of tenants that you have in that building, they individually, none of them may be able to cost justify the deployment of a telepresence suite within their own lease space, if you will. But the office, the overall office complex itself, might provide that as a service, or an accessible service to all of the tenants in its building, and potentially to people outside of the building, depending upon its utilization. But so, I guess the idea being that you'll start to see telepresence solutions start to have an impact in the multi-tenant office market as well in large business centers. So, you know, New York, London, Tokyo, you know, et cetera. So, you know, that would be one example. And then also, you know, given the large substantial cost for the infrastructure when compared to a kind of a traditional room-based system, I think it also creates an opportunity for, I'm not sure the right word would be hosted, but certainly a service provider model where, you know, an IP service provider essentially perhaps would host the multi-point control unit or the MCU component of the of a telepresence solution. They might lease out the as a component to the bandwidth cost. In addition to the bandwidth, they might lease out, you know, the actual endpoint infrastructure cost, the cameras, the video screens, etc., and essentially bundle that with a managed service offering, and essentially make it, you know, you basically kind of, you know, pay by the month for the suite. And perhaps you do it on a you know, per session basis or per minute basis, or you do it, you know, just simply on a per room basis. So I think there's a number of different pricing models there that the carriers could potentially pursue. But I think, you know, given the cost structure for the infrastructure, it certainly opens the door for carriers to build some sort of managed service bundle around telepresence.
So far, we've mostly been talking about Cisco, but who are their competitors in this field?
Yeah, you know, Cisco is one of the first, certainly, to the market with their solution. Their initial solution was pretty much a point-to-point solution. You know, since that time, since their original introduction, they've introduced a multi-point version as well. But yeah, there's certainly other vendors in this space. Some vendors that are very almost classify as very telepresence centric. Companies like LifeSize, Telenetics, for example, Hewlett Packard, I would also place in that category with their Halo offering. And then you also kind of have the more traditional room-based vendors who have offerings in this space as well, such as Polycom and Danberg and Sony. So, you know, the market is... It's certainly a crowded market, if you will, given the current market size in terms of, you know, who the target audience for these are, and the market really consists of somewhat of a mixture of telepresence centric vendors, traditional vendors who people would very quickly associate with enterprise based room video conferencing systems like Polycom and Tanberg. And then, you know, Cisco is kind of a blend in there where, from a Coinbase system today. Their offering is really the telepresence solutions. They don't have any traditional rebate systems per se. They've OEM products from other companies in the past, but obviously Cisco, with their from their networking background and with their marketing muscle, they've certainly added a lot of acceleration into this market and a lot of energy into the market. And as I said before, it's certainly spilled over beyond just even the telepresence market into more of the traditional room-based system market, where I think you'll start to see that evolution from not only the integration of standard definition room-based systems into telepresence systems, or I should say interoperability between those two types of systems. But I think you'll start to see, as people have a little bit more of that high-def experience from telepresence, there'll be opportunities to enhance and upgrade existing room-based systems, perhaps not to a full telepresence solution, given the given the incremental costs there that are required to create more of that immersive experience. But I think you will see them evolve to more high-definition display capabilities and improved audio capabilities as a component of that.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for talking with me today. We really appreciate your insight. That was Mark Kortner, a senior analyst with the Burton Group.